Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Mi'ila, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Chamisha Dvarim Be'oila. There are five parts of the carbon oila that we can connect. Mitzdarf and Zemzeh, in other words, you can combine one with another to reach a shear. Whether it's a Shava Pruta for Mi'ila, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, or it's a Kazayas for the Yisurim of Pigol, Noiser, Tamadig, a person that eats it, or to be chayiv if you're makdir on a mizbeach outside. So if you have a total kazayis of any of these things, one would be chayiv. What are these five things? Habasar, the meat. Vachaylev, the chaylev. Vasailas, the flour. Vayayin, the wine. Vashemen, and the oil. Wait a second. A carbon oil has flour, wine, and oil. Isn't that a carbon mincha? And the answer is yes and yes. Yes, it's a mincha, but yes, it's part of the carbon oil. An oila is brought together with a minchas nesachim, that has flour mixed with oil, and wine that's poured on the mizbeach. The carbon oila itself and the minchas nesachim are completely burnt on the mizbeach. But it's all considered part of the oila. So if someone had a pruta's worth of hana from these things together, or ate a kazayas from these things together, or had a kazayas of these things together and he brought it as a carbon outside of the base of Mikdash, he's chayiv. The shisha b'tayda, there are six parts to the carbon tayda that also connect, that combine one with the other. What's the extra part to the carbon tayda? We'll see. So like the carbon oila, there's habasa, there's the meat. V'yachela, the fat. V'aselis, the flour. V'ayayin, the wine. V'ashemen, the oil. Again, the carbon tayda itself is not flour, wine, or oil. It's a behema. But like the carbon oila, it comes along with minchas nesachim. But here's one more. The halechem and the bread. The bread? Yes, a carbon taida needs bread. Now remember, carbon taida is brought by someone who was saved from one of the four sakanais going through a midbar. He was healed from his sickness, came out of prison, or crossed an ocean. When he brings the carbon taida, it comes with 40 loaves of bread. Four of them are given to the kehanim, and the others are eaten by the owner. So any of these six things could be combined to form a kazayas for the Yisurim of Pigel, Neisser, and Tameh, but not Mi'ila. Not Mi'ila? Why not? Because a carbon tide is Kadashim Kalim, and there's no Mi'ila by Kadashim Kalim. Like we learned at the end of the first Perek, explains the Batanura. The only Mi'ila that is by Kadashim Kalim is the Amrim after the Zrika Saddam. Otherwise, there is no Mi'ila. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, on the list of things that could be combined. You have to eat a kazayas to be chayiv, but some things are similar enough. Even though it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, it's called one kazayas. Hatruma. Truma means truma gedayla. Person has to separate from the tefuah in Eretz Yisrael, and it's peiros, truma, and give it to the kayin. A non-kayin cannot eat it. A zar, that means a non-kayin who eats it b'shoigeg, has to pay back the kayin, the karen. Karen means the base amount, and add a fifth. And then there's trumas meiser. After one separates truma gedayla, you separate a tenth from the rest of the peiros, and you give it to the levi. This meiser at this point is aser biachila even to levium and to kahanim, until the levi separates a tenth of the meiser that he got, and that's called trumas meiser. So the shear of trumas meiser is 1/100. Because it's 1/10 of 1/10. Trumas Meiser is given to the kain, and it has the same din of Truma Gedayla. A non-kain can't eat it. A zar, a non-kain who eats a b'shagi, would have to pay the kain the base amount, plus another fifth. And then we have Utrumas Meiser Shel Demai. These are pears that are purchased from an Am Aretz. Pears that are purchased from an Am Aretz is called Demai. Roiv Amaratzim, most of the Amaratzim were careful to separate Meisers properly. So really, Min HaTorah, I could rely on that. He probably took off Meisers. But the Chachamim were concerned. There were those that didn't take off Meisers properly. And they said when you buy Peiros and Amaretz, you have to take off certain Meisers. One of the Meisers that you have to separate is Trumas Meiser. And then we have Hachala. That's one of the three mitzvahs that women are mahadr to do, although a man could be mafresh challah as well. Basically, a dough that's made from one of the five types of grain, the chameshes mini dagan, if it has a shear, You have to separate challah and give it to the kayin. And that's called truma. It's a type of truma. The pasuk says, "Reishis avisay seichem, challah terumu truma." So like truma, it's also for a non-kayin. Then we have abikurim. So you know what bikurim is, of course. I'm sure you've learned parshas kisalvai. The first peiros from the Shivas Haminim, they grow in Eretz Yisrael each year. We take off some of it, we bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and give it to the Kayin. And peiros bikurim are also called truma. The pasuk says, utrumas yodecha. Chazal say the kavanah is for bikurim. You give it to the Kayin. The pasuk says, velakacha kayin hatena miyodecha. So these things that are all called truma, although they're technically different, but mitzdarf and zem ze lesser, they're enough the same that a little bit of this and a little bit of that could be connected. Lesser, let's tie these words carefully, to asser something. Could be connected to make something. Oh, so what does that mean? Remember from Masechtas Pesachim, there's something called sa'ar. What's sa'ar? Yeast or sourdough. When you put it into a regular dough, the dough grows very quickly. If the sa'ar of truma falls into chulin meaning in this case not truma, and the dough grows because of that, so this entire dough is usher to anyone who's not a kayin. Wait a second, but only a tiny piece of sourdough fell in. Well, if it was big enough to make the dough start rising, it doesn't make a difference how small it is. Basically, our Mishnah is telling us that we have pieces of sourdough of two or more types of truma. Let's say from truma and truma's meiser. Bikurim and challah. And they're mixed with the chulin dough. So the piece of, let's say, truma itself would have not been enough to make the dough rise. The piece of truma's meiser on its own would have not been enough. But when you put the two together, it made the dough rise. There was enough. This entire dough will be usher to a non-kayin. So that's what the Mishnah means, mitzdarf and zeh emzeh lesser. They connect to each other to aser the dough. And also, l'chayev alein es ha-chaymish. If someone's not a kayin, and eats less than a kazayis of truma, less than a kazayis of truma's meiser, but together, there's a kazayis, the same is true for all these things over here. Okay, he has to repay the truma that he ate, plus a fifth. Any one of these five items combined to create the chiyuv of the keren and the chaymish. Now, if you ate less than a kazayis, you pay just the keren, not the chaymish. That's what the Mishnah stresses. Ulechayv aleinas ha-chaymish. Because you can combine it for a kazayis, therefore, in addition to paying back the keren when he eats the truma b'shaygeg, you would also have to add a chaymish. Chaymish is a fifth, but it really means a quarter. Like we explained, there's a chaymish milagav and a chaymish milabar. This type of chaymish means you take the base amount, divide it into four, and add a fifth quarter. So it's really 25% more. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that there are five parts of the Ola we can combine. If he has a Hanova Pruta, by using a little bit of each, he would still be Mael Behegdish. And also in regard to the Yisurim of Pigel or Neisser, or if he's Tamei, even if he didn't have a kazayis from one part, but only a combined kazayis, he would still be chayiv. What are the five parts? They are the basar, the chelav, the soilus, the yayin, the shemen. We explained that the oila comes along with the michas nesachim. There are six by a toida and the lechem that comes along with it. Then we spoke about different types of truma. There's truma gedayla, just for peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone has to separate truma gedayla and give it to the kayin. How much? Midraisa. Single wheat, chita achas beteres is agreed. The Rabbanan said that someone who's an ein yafa will give 1/40, the average person 1/50, and someone who wants to get away with things 1/60. So truma and truma's meiser, that's meiser from meiser, because after you separate truma and you give the meiser to the levi has to separate truma from his meiser. Then this truma's meiser shall demai. If a person purchases peiros ama oretz, that means peiros from an ama oretz, he has to separate truma's meiser as a suffix. Challah and bikurim are all types of truma, and therefore, a little bit of each could be connected to create the iser, to asser something else, and that would be if you have a sa'ar, sourdough, or yeast. That's a combination of these things. And it makes a chulin dough rise, the entire chulin dough is asser. Now, normally, truma is bottle in 100. There's 100 times the amount of chulin, it's bottle. But here it's different because this ferments the dough. The sourdough creates the dough. Therefore, it doesn't become bottle. If it has the power to cause the dough to rise, then you can't dismiss the truma from this dough. The chiddush of our Mishnah is, even though it's a tiny, small piece, and it's only if you combine different parts of truma that you have enough of here to make the dough rise, it's still called a dough that was fermented by truma, and it's asr.